This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the U.S. has imposed more economic sanctions against Russia and its affiliates in the ongoing war against Ukraine.
We're sending him what our seasoned military thinks he needs now. He needs tanks, he needs artillery, he needs air defense, including another HIMARS. There's things he needs now that we're sending him to put him in a position to be able to make gains this spring and this summer.
That is U.S. President Joe Biden speaking. The latest aid package uses Ukrainian security assistance in an initiative to provide funding for longer-term contracts to buy weapons and equipment, unlike the presidential drawdown authority that the Pentagon has used repeatedly over the last year to actually pull weapons from its own stocks and then supply it to the Ukrainians. The USAI funded equipment could take a year to actually get to the battlefront. As a result, it will do little to help Ukraine prepare for an expected new offensive that they say might come this spring. In an exclusive interview with News Tonight anchor David Muir, President Joe Biden said that the cost of not doing anything to help Ukraine could cost more in the long run. A Chinese diplomat has accused a U.S. consul general in Hong Kong of meddling in its affairs by saying the city's freedoms were eroding. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Consul General Gregory May gave a video address last month in which he expressed concern over diminished liberties in Hong Kong.
This is VOA News. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden gave one of the clearest indications yet that President Joe Biden will run for a second term, telling the Associated Press in an exclusive interview Friday that there's pretty much nothing left to do but figure out the time and place for the announcement. Although Biden has long said that it's his intention to seek re-election, he has yet to make it official, and he struggled to dispel questions about whether he's too old to continue serving as president. Biden would be 86 at the end of a second term. And again, a Chinese diplomat accused a U.S. consul general in Hong Kong of meddling in its affairs, saying the city's freedoms were eroding.
Consul General Gregory May gave a video address last month in which he expressed concern over diminished liberties in Hong Kong. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs Office in Hong Kong said its commissioner, Liu Guangyang, met with May to express his objection to his comments. Liu apparently warned May not to cross red lines. They included not endangering China's national security and not engaging in what they called political infiltration in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is among a raft of issues that have sent ties between Beijing and Washington to their lowest level in years. I'm Karen Chamas.
More winter weather is taking its toll in the United States. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Heavy rain and snow are pounding California and other parts of the West in the latest winter storm to hit the United States. Meanwhile, Michigan is shivering through extended power outages caused by one of the worst ice storms in decades. The weather has closed major roads around the country, caused traffic pileups, closed schools, and delayed air travel. The National Weather Service has issued blizzard warnings for California's Sierra Nevada and Southern California's mountains. As much as 1.5 meters of snow could fall there. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Peru's president, Dina Boluarte, has announced the return of the country's ambassador in Mexico in response to comments from her Mexican counterpart, branding her government as unconstitutional. She said the remarks made earlier on Friday by Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador about her administration go against the international right to non-interference. Mexico's foreign ministry did not immediately reply to requests for comment. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.